Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You're listening into another special edition of AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. All week long, we are covering the ACC here for men's and women's basketball. Yes, we are running the full court press, talking all things Hokies and Hoos, men's and women's hoops, and we'll go around the ACC this week as well with some very awesome special guests. But we wanted to get into the Commanders, of course, because we are Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And although I am in Charlotte and the Panthers got a win, it's a victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. A 27-10 win over the LA Chargers. Jaden Daniels is back and he got going in that one. Let's get my initial reaction to the win. 27-10 on the road in LA against the Chargers. I mean, wow. Wow, what a turn of events in that game. What a change of momentum as Washington uses its first big forced fumble of the season to completely change the tide of the game and then ride that wave of energy and emotion to victory 27-10 after being down 10-0. Yeah, that's right. 27 unanswered points for the Washington Commanders, who bounce back after the loss to the Atlanta Falcons with their first road win of the year. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. How are you feeling today on a victory Monday? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Here on the Commanders Corner, giving you my reaction. I mean, that was beautiful, complimentary football. And we talk about this all the time. Dan Quinn talks about it. Like, the defense gets the fumble, all right, down 10-0. And to be honest, it kind of felt like that game was going to get away from us. The offense had struggled. Once again, a three and out to start a road game. Jaden didn't really look like himself. The Chargers were walking it down the field. They're walking the dog down the field. 7 points, field goal, going again. Hit their big playmaker, Johnson, in the middle of the field there. And then big play by Quan Martin to force a fumble. And all of a sudden, the game changes. And that was complimentary football because the defense gets the fumble. The offense, after being backed up into a third and long, executes and then orchestrates what I thought was maybe the best drive of the season in terms of the combination of run and passes so far from what we've seen. Just a heck of a drive to make it 10-7, and from then it was on. Jaden Daniels found his stride when he hit Luke McCaffrey on a bomb just before the break there, and Tom Brady said it on the broadcast how Jaden Daniels, you know, he comes out before every game with a basketball. He loves to touch the ball before he touches the football, makes it feel like it's smaller in his hands. And, you know, he needed just a basketball reference right there. He needed to see the ball go through the net, as Tom Brady said on the broadcast. And it was a brand new Jaden Daniels after that completed pass, or maybe I should say back to more of the rookie of the year Jaden Daniels form. JD5 was flying around in the second half. He finished the game with 231 passing yards, and What do you know? 8 carries for 39 yards. That's the AWOD stat. Jayden Daniels is now 15-3 as the starting quarterback when he rushes for 34 or more yards in the game. Got 39 and got his 15th win as the Washington Commanders starting quarterback, regular season or postseason, when he runs for 34 or more yards. I've been on this. Been on this since last season. And really, it's because when he starts to run successfully, it just opens up the offense for everyone. The edge rushers, well, they can't really pin their head down and get after the quarterback because they got to keep an eye on him. They almost need to spy him at that point. And it wasn't just the Jayden Daniels show. It was smash mouth rushing the football offense, run the dang ball, as we finished with 163 yards and the seventh round pick, rookie Bill. That's right, Bill. Corey Krosky married Bill. Back at running back, earning more carries every single week as he gets more trust from the coaching staff. He ran for 111 yards on 14 carries. He is near the top of the NFL now in yards per carry. 6.6 yards per attempt. I mean, just awesome. He's making highlight plays, breaking tackles, breaking ankles. It's been unreal. A seventh round pick. And look, we talked about this when he got the job. The head man, Adam Peters. This is the Adam Peters effect, right? You scout, you draft, and you develop. And I do think that Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, Bill, earned those carries in that game yesterday after the way he had played earlier this season. You cannot talk about this game and react without mentioning Luke McCaffrey. It all started, I think, with his amazing catch. Just a bomb downfield, beat his man, but really, the catch was incredible. The way he got his hands on it, kept it from hitting the ground on a diving catch, and so that was awesome right there. Deebo Samuel continues to be an ultimate weapon and a legit number one target. I mean, he can pretty much do everything on the football field out there. 8 catches for 96 yards, and oh yeah, a clutch touchdown in the fourth quarter. Defensive shout-outs I wanted to give to. We'll start with Mikey Sainer. Still watch out. Mikey has a pick streak going. That's right, 2 games in a row. Big interceptions, picked off Michael Penix, picked off Justin Herbert with pretty much the game on the line. That was the game-sealing victory interception right there. Just awesome stuff right there to make that play on the ball. And what do you know? It was a Johnny Newton sighting, right? He had a sack. He also tipped the pass that Sainer still ended up picking off. Dorrance Armstrong, I'm going to say this right now, and I'll ask you guys, 833-804-0910. Has he been our best defensive player this year? I think it's hard to put anybody ahead of him in terms of the impact that he has made 5 games into this season. A 2-sack game? Yeah, I'll take that. Von Miller showed up. We were calling for that. This felt like a Von Miller game, going back to L.A. against a beat-up offensive line. You had to take advantage of that. Early on, they did a good job of moving the pocket, moving Herbert. And then when he was a sitting statue back there, the Commanders collapsed on him. 1.5 sacks for Von Miller. Feels like Javon Kinlaw, who a lot of people question the signing in the offseason, just swallows up running backs. He eats them for supper. He was terrific in terms of stopping the run. And look, they gave up 155 rushing yards, so you're not going to say it was a perfect defensive performance at all, but 60 of those yards were Herbert, and 41 of them he got on like the second drive of the game that killed us. But then they started to stop Amarian Hampton, stop the other backs, and pretty much after that, they were held to below 4 yards a carry, and 4 sacks is terrific. So a great win for Washington, and just a crazy turn of events there, how Washington blanked in the first quarter once again. I mean, I'm thinking, oh boy, our backs are against the wall here. Is our defense going to make a play to give the offense some momentum? And that's exactly what happened. It was great to see Jayden Daniels out there running around. Kind of a funny situation early on. He's wearing pink shoes. And then he changes them. Nah, they're not working. They said on the broadcast booth they were new shoes designed for the turf. He changed his cleats. I believe Deebo changed his cleats as well. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they got going. You're talking about 27 points in the final 3 quarters for the Washington Commanders as they blank the Chargers for the rest of that game. Justin Herbert, 22 of 29, 166 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, but 4 big sacks on the game as it helped Washington get off the field defensively. I thought you saw a much better defensive performance on 3rd down from Washington, a key 4th down stop as well that is a turnover, right? A turnover on downs counts as a turnover, and that was big. As you know, this was a game in which the Chargers dominated time of possession. That was Washington's plan coming into this one, right? They kind of dominated the first half in terms of the total plays, the total drives, the yards per play. They were just the awesome team in the first half there, and it did change halfway through that second quarter. And it's just, that's how it works in the National Football League. You know, momentum is not given. You have to take it, and Washington took it and did not give it back throughout the rest of that game. I'm going to give out my game balls, we'll revisit our keys to victory and pathway to success as well. This is just my initial reaction, and I got to go back to talking about Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Bill, once again, just 14 carries to get that many yards. And, oh, yeah, he sniffs the end zone like he's LaDainian Tomlinson. It is awesome to see that guy turn the corner and then get to the corner flag there, that corner pylon, and get into the end zone. Did that twice. Two touchdowns early in this game for Washington. He was the biggest part of the offense right there, and it was great to see. I mean, I did feel like our offensive line was doing a good job of creating holes for him, but then, like, some of those plays, it was just Bill being Bill and being a dog out there and being a running back who's fresh, right, because he did not play college football last year outside of one game. Like, I got to keep saying it. Like, this is a seventh-round pick. There's a reason that Adam Peters got this job, because of his ability to scout, draft, and then develop. And, you know, they kind of worked him in, right? And you see how we're 5 weeks into the season now. I said it last week. This is not the preseason anymore. This is the real deal here. You're four games already played into the NFL season. If they trust this guy, it's time to start giving him more carries, all right? He got onto the scene week one with that 10 carries for 82 yards. And then in the Green Bay game, he missed a block. In the Vegas game, it looked like they had lost confidence in his ability to pass protect. And then in Atlanta, all right, starting to work in some more carries. Got 7 carries for 47 yards. But with the injury to Austin Eckler, done, right? With the trade for Brian Robinson Jr., you see why they had so much trust in this kid. He is a really good back out of shotgun. And for the most part, it does feel like that is the biggest part of the Washington offense in their running game. But Cliff Kingsbury deserves some credit as well. I thought it was a terrific game plan. Some really creative runs, like the direct snap to Bill that helped them in the red zone during one drive. Just a masterclass, I thought, from Cliff Kingsbury after having a really slow start to the game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. It's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is AWOD on the Road presented by Cowan Gates here live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off, as we'll be talking Hokies and Hoos this week on the show, running the full-court press, getting you ready for college basketball season, which is just about 3 weeks away. But it's a victory Monday, and it's 1 p.m., which means we open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you, 833-804-0910, here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So Washington gets the win 27-20. Just a complete turnaround there in the second quarter, halfway through there, and blanking the Chargers throughout the rest of the game. Just terrific stuff from Washington. It feels so good to get our first road win of the season, and especially with the way that game was playing out in that first quarter. I mean, I was starting to prepare for a bit of a misery Monday, but as I sit here today on a Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., I could not be happier. Let's revisit our keys to victory and pathway to success. Key number one, right? That was the key to the car on the road. You got to drive the football. And I asked for 150 yards of rushing offense and 34 or more from Jaden Daniels. We did it. Let's get a ding from that one, Stub. I mean, we did it. 150 yards on the ground. Done. Easy, too, with the way Bill was running the ball, and Jaden got over 34. This was a team that just controlled the line of scrimmage in the second quarter on and ran all over them. It was awesome to see them get that first key to victory. Number two, the key to their house was to not beat yourself. Less penalties than the Chargers. We did end up having less penalties for the Chargers for the game. 10 for LA, 7 for Washington, and that was the game, especially when you consider, all right, we had given up a field goal to the Chargers. Then we had that dumb penalty, and they convert, make it a touchdown. 3 points off the board, 7 comes on because of a dumb mistake. So bad. And then they actually make a mistake that was even worse, roughing the kicker, roughing Tress Way, giving us an automatic first down on a punt that Ladd McConkey ends up returning for a touchdown, jumping over Tress Way. It doesn't matter. It came back. Washington kept the ball and then got momentum from there on with that big pass to Luke McCaffrey. That was terrible in terms of L.A. roughing the kicker there. That changed the game. So, yeah, we got that key, and it was absolutely a key that we needed to win that game and to continue to limit their mistakes. The third key to victory was to win the turnover battle, and with Mikey Samristil's interception, they did just that. Winning the turnover battle 3-1, especially when you consider the fourth down stop that they had in the game as well. But Mikey's interception was the moment it felt like ball game. I was really worried with how they were driving. The Chargers were kind of carving up our zone. Herbert had really started to hit his man Keenan Allen, but the bend but don't break defense finally worked. Great tipped pass by Johnny Newton. Mikey Sanders still picks it off, catches it. Perfect plate to win type moment right there, and that absolutely felt like it won them the game and the turnover battle as they collected the final key. The pathway to success was no missed field goals. Hell yeah. Matt Gay kicks for straight, 2 for 2, made it from 36, and also made all of his extra points. Jaden Daniels was to take less sacks than Justin Herbert, part of the pathway to success. He took just one. Herbert, 4 times the Commanders took him down. Dorrance Armstrong got him. Von Miller got him. Bobby Wagner, some good pressure up the middle. And then the last pathway to success was to create an explosive play in the first half, to get the ball moving and to get rid of Jaden's rust. And it was like I saw this coming. Now, I wish it came much earlier in the game, perhaps even the first quarter or the first drive. But it happened during the 2-minute drive with Jaden's deep bomb to Luke McCaffrey. That was the play that it felt like knocked the rust off of him and truly got him going, right? I mean, he connects with Luke, and it was like, boom, all of a sudden, we've got the rookie of the year back. Game balls, you start with Bill. You have to start with Bill. I mean, you can't give it to anybody else before giving it to Bill, who has been a playmaker, a tackle breaker, and a great running back out of shotgun, right? That's what they liked him more than Brian Robinson Jr., but just a terrific game from the rookie running back. I'm really starting to love his vision, his ability to cut back, break tackles. But I think the thing that I'm loving most about him, which was missed in this offense last year, was the ability to sniff out the end zone and break it outside. I just felt like Brian Robinson, even at his best, was going north, south. He rarely ever broke it outside. He had a couple of big runs in his career, like one against Tennessee last year. But Bill has already had, you know, three or four of those explosive-type runs, and it does feel like when we get to the red zone, if you have too many guys in the box, he'll just count them out and then beat you to the corner, to the pylon. Bill gets the first game ball. I'm going to give one more on the offensive side of the ball before we move to the defensive side, and that's going to be Deebo Samuel. Terrific catch there towards the end of the game to seal it in the fourth quarter with a touchdown pass from Jaden Daniels. But 8 catches for 96 yards. And, you know, some of those were just screen passes that he catches it 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he's able to hit 5 or 6 yards. And I think that does so much for this offense in particular. It is an extension of the run game. It sets them up in second and medium or second and short situations, which really does open up the offense entirely for Cliff Kingsbury to call whatever he wants. And it's one of those plays in which Jaden can just relax, right? We talked about this last year. We needed more of Jaden being able to just turn around and hand the ball into someone's gut and let them go off. Well, this year, at times, it's been Jaden just snapping it and throwing a screen pass to Deebo Samuel and letting him take off, doing what De'Ami Brown and a little bit of what Omadi Zaccheaus did for Washington yesterday. So I do think Deebo definitely deserves a game ball. He's just been such a weapon, a legit number one, and I cannot wait to see what Debo's like when we get Terry McLaurin back as well. John Keim told the Sports Junkies earlier today he thinks there's a chance that Terry McLaurin is back, that he has looked good kind of walking around the building as he gets back to his form following that injury, you know, that was a couple weeks ago. A key thing was that they did not put him on IR, and I think that was the hint that they thought that this injury was not going to be a full month long, but maybe a 2 to a 3 week thing. Game ball on the defensive side of the ball, I have to give it to Dorrance Armstrong. He's been one of the unsung heroes of the season. I kind of feel like the reason he deserves so much credit is he is beating his one-on-one matchup almost every single time. And he's forcing a double team. And he's forcing a defense to shift. And he has brought the pressure. 2 tackles for loss. 2 sacks as well. Just kind of living in that backfield. And this team needed a guy that they could count on to kind of lead the defense in sacks this year, with Dante Fowler Jr. Getting paid to move to the Dallas Cowboys in the offseason. And here we are 5 weeks into the season, and Dorrance Armstrong has 5 sacks, which has him second in the National Football League towards the top of Sack Mountain. How about that? The 28-year-old fourth-round pick for Dallas out of Kansas came with Dan Quinn to Washington. He wanted to play in that Dan Quinn defense, and we have seen him rise to the occasion. Last, I'm going to give a game ball to a coach here. And, you know, Dan Quinn, I thought, had a good, halftime speech. You have to give him credit for that, right? I mean, they came out fired up in the halftime. Even they brought it up on the broadcast that you could hear him screaming in the hallway. He was kind of demanding perfection from his guys, and he really did get that. I thought Joe Witt Jr. had a good defensive game plan in the second half. They brought a lot more pressure, and they got home, and it forced Justin Herbert off of his spot. He went from, you know, what looked like a Pro Bowl quarterback in the first half to a guy that was just getting beat up and could not move the football down the field. But my game ball in terms of the coaching staff is Cliff Kingsbury, because I felt like his back was against the wall in this game, down 10-0 again, right, on the road. Another slow start. The third time this year that they have gone 3 and out to start a game on the road. That's just the opposite of a recipe for success. And yet, with his back against the wall and the offense had done nothing, down 10-0, and they absolutely need it, I just thought you got great play call after great play call. And even when Javon missed receivers, like, they were open all drive long. He missed an open Jalen Lane there on a great play-action play by Cliff Kingsbury. I thought the runs were super creative, right? He set up the direct snap by having Debo in the backfield, by having Ja'Cory Kruski-Merritt motion before the snap, and then went back to it on that drive and ended up using it successfully. They moved the ball in this game with the same intensity that they moved the ball in the Detroit game last year on the road. Like, I really hope that that's the beginning of something special, and this game right here is the beginning of a long win streak, because that was the first time this season that I felt like we hit our strides like we did at the end of last season when we won in Detroit in the divisional championship game. That's the offense that I expected to see starting week one against the New York Giants. Maybe we credit the Giants defense, the Packers defense, and the defenses we played so far this season, but against LA, a beat up team there on the offensive line, our defense gave Jaden more opportunities and they made the most of it. Cliff Kingsbury, you deserve a game ball for sure. Hail to the home team. Washington stays above 500 now with a 3-2 record following a 27-10 win over the LA Chargers. We got a lot still to get to on the show today, including my 10 takeaways. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is AWOD on the road, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, for the 2025 ACC tip-off. Ball is life, and we will take you with us here on the fast break as we will sit down with Virginia Tech women's basketball coach Megan Duffy, Carly Wentzel, and Karis Baker coming up in the next 15 minutes. But right now it's time for some Commanders comments. We want to hear from you, fans of the football team in the nation's capital. 833-804-0910. Call AWOD, 833-804-0910. I mean, you got the big three on offense, Jaden Daniels, Debo Samuel, and your rookie seventh-round pick, Bill, Ja'Cory Kruski-Merritt, Bill, back in there at running back. And then defense, I mean, I think your big three is right now Dorrance Armstrong, Mikey Sainristil, still, and maybe still Bobby Wagner with how good he is on these blitzes up the middle. What was your reaction when the Commanders were down 10-0 and had their backs against the wall? Did you expect 27 unanswered points? 833-804-0910. Let's go out to the phone lines. You can tweet us your thoughts as well at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We've got Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin? You're on the fan.
Hey, AWOD. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Victory Monday. How good does that feel?
It's amazing. I can't believe it. I definitely was one of those Commanders fans who wins the game kind of doom and gloom for no reason. Although we hadn't seen Jaden in like 3 weeks, it's just like it felt bad, and then the first quarter made my feelings feel right up until it changed.
Yeah, I mean, is it just, hey, we got lucky with a turnover, a mistake by the Chargers, and took all the momentum, and then we didn't give it back? Like, we needed something to go our way. It felt like the last few road games, nothing had gone our way. You kind of get a lucky bounce on the fumble by Quentin Johnson, and then boom, the rookie of the year was back to his old self again.
I think that's true. I also think that we had some unlucky bounces on our own self. Like, if Mikey Sanderson doesn't go offsides on that first, you know, field goal, it's like you could argue the Chargers don't even score a touchdown all game, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so there's weird breaks back and forth. It's an NFL game, but I think, like, as soon as like Jaden changed out of his cleats, he became like himself again. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like he came home and one of his high school buddies were like, dude, can you wear these pink sneakers? They're looking great on TV. And they look great on TV, but he couldn't perform in them. He makes the change, and all of a sudden, he was back to himself. I believe Debo Samuel changed his shoes again, and then he ended up with a really great game and a clutch touchdown grab. Bill, Ja'Cory Kruski-Merritt was impressive. Did you change your stance on this defense after that game with three shutout quarters?
I did a little bit. I think, you know, everybody wants to make excuses that the Chargers offensive line was completely hurt. You know, Joe Alt was out. I mean, I think Slater kind of was in, like, who's out of concussion protocol, wasn't in the whole game. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, you still got Herbert, who people were talking about could have been the MVP after the first 3 weeks, only throws for, like, what, 160 yards in one touchdown? I mean, like, I think our defense definitely stepped up on the road, for sure.
Yeah. No, I think you've got to give the defense some credit. And they got the turnovers that we've been all asking for. Mikey Sanders, though, with the game-winning interception there late in that one. And then the offense. Complimentary football, right? A 99-yard drive to the house. Which of the coaches are you giving the most credit for with this win, 27-10?
I think it's got to be Cliff. I just, some of those design plays, it just was like he's just in his bag again. You know, like a screen to Debo, I felt like was going to be blown up, but somehow it still works. You know what I mean? I mean, they're designing runs for Bill to just, I mean, Bill's doing most of the work, but I just feel like Cliff is in his bag. And like 27 points on the road is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good enough to win every week. It should have been good enough to win the previous week, but the defense could not get a stop. Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in, and I think you're right. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury's game plan was terrific, especially loved that direct snap to Bill. Let's go behind the glass. We've got Jeremy helping out with production, Stubb on the run, ones and twos. What's your big Commander's comment here on a Victory Monday?
We're back. Jane's back. I'm so happy. I'm not going to lie. After that second three and out, the second punt from our team, I had to go on a walk. I had to go get a cherry Slurpee. Feel better. I was listening on the radio. We got that forced fumble, and we were back in from that. I was fully ready to be like, this game's over. The season's over. We're done. And, man, I am more confident than any point in the offseason that we're back.
I love that move. I mean, Terry McLaurin's been seen at the local Ashburn 7-Eleven getting a Slurpee before. Jeremy, what was your biggest takeaway?
Bill's here. He's arrived. I mean, four touchdowns already on the season, two more yesterday over 100 yards. He's ready to go, and we found a running back over in Washington.
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway is those Adam Peters haters. Where are those guys at, right? I put him on a pedestal. Because all the conversations were always the next big thing. And he came in here and, all right, he drafted Jaden Daniels. Everybody can do that. But now the second-year guys are all stepping up. Johnny Newton, great to see him. Luke McCaffrey, big catch. Mikey Sainer still. Like, all the second-year guys made big plays. Even a couple of rookies, right? I mean, a seventh-round pick leading the NFL right now in yards per carry. It is unfreaking believable. That game had Adam Peters stamp all over it. I think that was certainly my biggest takeaway. What are some comments you guys are seeing online? Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Stubb, I'm seeing a lot of people all just like you. With Jaden back, anything is possible.
It you look through all of the people, like Grant Danny, all the junkies on their Twitter, everyone was like, it's over. This is the worst team. Our defense sucks. And then you look at and it's, oh, we're back. Like, Jaden is the best. He's a top five quarterback. He's the greatest thing in the world. We'll win every game with him. That's been the consensus opinion I'm seeing.
Yeah, Johnny Newton earned more playing time and, you know, ended up showing up in two big plays in that game there. That was terrific because it just felt like he had kind of fallen off this year. The offensive line, I thought, did a really good job. And then, of course, like Debo Samuel just making play after play after play. Fourth down. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I was puzzled why they went for it there. I think that's because of the trend of so many blocked field goals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like if you go up by 13, it doesn't really matter that much versus 10 at that point in the game. I don't know. Maybe they were happy with the team. They're like, you know, let's just go for it. It doesn't really matter either way. Let's get spirits even higher going out into next week. And I probably did. That's probably a great boost going into Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, they just had the ultimate play call lined up. It didn't matter what the defense did there. Debo crosses the field. Jaden with a perfect, you know, drop it into a bucket catch there. And, you know, they did. They did successfully recreate the magic of that trip from Cincinnati to Arizona. I mean, the deep pass to Luke reminded me of the Cincinnati game. Part of the dominance on the ground reminded me of the Arizona game. And the trend continues of Jaden Daniels 15-3 when he runs for 34 or more yards. It's as simple as that. Get him going on the ground, and it opens things up for everybody. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Anything else you wanted to comment on, guys?
Oh, Amos. Dude, Trey Amos, he's been great every week. There was one, there was one game, I think the Packers, it wasn't his best. But, I mean, as a rookie cornerback, I think he has stepped up in this league. I love that we have him and Mikey back there.
Yeah, you know, you certainly need him with Marshawn Lattimore not being a guy that we can really trust on. Here's PFF's highest graded Commanders from Week 5. Jaden leads the way. Debo Samuel right behind him. How about Von Miller being third? And we had called for this to be a Von Miller game all week long. Like that caller said, look, the Chargers' offensive line was beat up. And you can either take advantage of that or not. And we did take advantage of it with our sacks, with our pressure into the face of Justin Herbert. Pretty good stopping the run as well. Your other two graded, highest graded Commanders were Johnny Newton and Dorrance Armstrong. And I just really believe that Armstrong has been our best defensive player all season long. We got a lot still to come to get to here on the show today. It is a Victory Monday, and it's AWOD on the road live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are presented by Cowan Gates here at the ACC tip-off, and we will put the full-court press on the Hokies when we return. We will sit down with Coach Megan Duffy and then Carly Wentzel and Karis Baker. That's coming up next here on the Fan. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We have taken the show with us on the road once again, taking you closer to the action. We are live from Charlotte, North Carolina, Radio Row once again here for the 2025 ACC tip-off. We'll be running the full-court press covering all things ACC hoops, men and women's, this week on AWOD Radio. But we cannot forget it's also a Victory Monday, a much-needed win, and a road win. The first road win for Washington, 27-10 here on the Commander's Corner. I'll give you my 10 takeaways as well as a box score breakdown. I wanted to read this to you guys from ESPN.com. Playing for the first time as a pro, not from his hometown, Jaden Daniels started slowly in his return after missing two games with an injured left knee. After the defense forced a big fumble in the second quarter, Daniels and Washington didn't look back, railing off 27 straight points to beat the Chargers 27-10. That's exactly how I felt like the game. Daniels, after the game, told reporters, "I've dreamt, quote, of moments like this, being able to play in front of my family back in my hometown." He grew up 75 miles from that stadium, SoFi Stadium there in L.A. It was the second-year star Jaden Daniels and the rookie Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, leading the way for the Washington Commanders. Those two guys are part of my 10 takeaways, number one and number two. And Jaden Daniels saw that connected deep ball with Luke McCaffrey, and it was like he got up and completely just shook every single bit of rust off of him after that. He was back and looking like himself after that one completed pass downfield. It was almost like he got the accuracy down. He's like a computer. He's like a robot. And he saw one pass hit, and it was like, oh, yeah, I know, I got my swag back, I got my momentum back, I got the touch back right there after that one pass. And, you know, Jaden Daniels in a win is always going to be my first takeaway. And I loved that he got the 34 yards that I'm asking for on the ground from him every single game, because that does, it feels like, open up the game for everyone. And it felt to me like early on he was hampered by a brace that he was wearing on his knee. A big brace. This is his first time playing with a brace in a real game. But yet he then just changes his shoes, and it was like the brace didn't matter throughout the rest of the game. He ended up carrying the ball 8 times for 39 yards, had a big 12-yard scramble to help Washington pick up one of those key third downs that they ended up converting. Only 2 of 7 on third down, but did convert on their big fourth down, which is what they needed. So takeaway number two is Bill. I mean, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt continues to be one of the best weapons on the Commanders' offense. I just felt like all season long, he was our best player in terms of the running back room, but the coaching staff didn't have the trust in him. You have to trust a running back to stand in there strong and block for a quarterback, especially when you have the NFL's Rookie of the Year. And so as we played throughout this season, we've seen him slightly get more and more carries as they do seem to trust him more. I thought this was, you know, set up for a big Chris Rodriguez Jr. game. That's what I had predicted. Turns out I was wrong. He only gets 5 carries, 14 for the rookie Bill, and 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, that's the big takeaway, is that he really does sniff the end zone and goes and gets there first to the pylon. Takeaway number 3 in this game was, this was the defensive performance that I think all of us were looking for, in terms of the pressure on the quarterback, not letting Hampton take over the game with his runs, or Haskins later on. And then, yes, Keenan Allen, you know, kind of carved us up at times with his 5 catches for 58 yards, but we didn't really give up the big explosive play. You know, they had 21 yards to Tyler Conklin, 29 to Keenan Allen on the one play. Other than that, like, the highest pass that was deep downfield was to Quentin Johnson, and he ended up fumbling it on that play right there. So I thought the defense did a really good job of limiting the explosive plays, especially in the running game outside of Herbert's one long 41-yard run. I thought they were really good at stopping the Chargers on the ground. And I think Washington won in the trenches, and we got the Johnny Newton that we were looking for. Once again, Javon Kinlaw had a good game. Daron Payne has been playing inspired football this entire season. And when Von Miller was signed, he was signed for games like this and opportunities like this, where it's third and long and you know it's an obvious passing down situation. And twice on third and longs, he got to the quarterback for a total of a sack and a half in the game. That defense we were looking for. Takeaway number 4. Mikey Sainristil now has an interception streak. Yep, he has picked off passes in 2 straight games now. It's Washington's second-year star. Just in the right place at the right time. And, you know, Dan Quinn always talks about tips and overthrows, tips and overthrows. It comes up on the broadcast all the time when, you know, Tom Brady and those guys talk about their conversations with Dan Quinn. Tips and overthrows. He's a defensive-minded coach. I had confidence that his defense would improve because I think he was staying up late all night thinking of ways for them to get off the field. And big interception there, big turnover in that one. That was the defense we were looking for, and Mikey Sainristil now has an interception streak. Dorrance Armstrong is attacking quarterbacks like crazy. He is takeaway number 5. Takeaway 6, I'm going back to the offensive side of the ball with the play of Deebo Samuel. And, you know, I've been a fan of his since he got into the league, and we saw how incredible that 2021 season was from him, right? I mean, this is a guy that became the best weapon in football that year with 1,400 yards and most of those receiving. And that doesn't even count the fact that he had, 365 yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground in that year. He created a new position, wide back, in the NFL. How do you prepare for that? Teams really focused on it over the last 3 years in San Francisco and had to start to limit his production. But I said all offseason, well, he's never played with a quarterback as good as Jaden Daniels. No offense to Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo or any of the guys that they've had at QB1 in San Francisco. Deebo Samuel's just a different weapon. And Tom Brady, I thought, made a really good point on the broadcast. It's his hands. Everybody talks about his yak yards after catch, how tough he is to bring down. I mean, he is like a bigger running back there at 215 pounds. But his hands, he snags the ball out of the air. And all these corners around the league now, they're taught to punch it out, to knock your hands, to try to tip the ball as soon as you catch it, making an incomplete pass. But the way he snags it there, it is so impressive. He's got very strong hands, and you could tell that his receiver, his quarterback, trust him to make that play if it's like a 50-50 ball. And they throw it to him in the end zone, and he came down with it. A terrific catch that sealed the victory for the Washington Commanders. My 7th takeaway here, AWOD's 10 takeaways following the 27-10 win over the LA Chargers, is how momentum in the NFL is so huge. And you can see how you cannot just get momentum, you have to take it. And we took it from the Chargers and did not give it back. I mean, it's just the game flipped with that one turnover right there, and that's what complimentary football is all about, right? You get the big turnover, and then you return it, right? And you get the ball back, and boom, you go down the field. How about Mikey Sainristil, right? He picks it up at the 1-yard line, all right, we're just going to go 13 plays, 99 yards, take nearly 7 minutes off the clock, and seal the win with a Deebo Samuel touchdown. 99-yard drive there. I read that was the longest drive the Commanders have had since 2001. The longest drive they've had. I mean, that was terrific right there. Their longest offensive drive since the year 2001. That happened in the fourth quarter following Mikey Sainristil's interception. That's why momentum is so huge. Takeaway number 8, first road win. And for the final three quarters, they looked like the road warriors that we came to saw last year, right? I mean, this did remind me a bit of the Arizona game, right? And that was the plan, was, hey, we're going to go out to L.A. a day early, and we're going to recreate the magic that we had last year following the Cincinnati game. And we are going to be fine in this one. The road test is not going to hurt us because we've been there, because we were used to the travel, because we got there a day early, and it was perfect. I mean, it worked out exactly the way they wanted it to. Road Warriors there. Now you return home for a Monday night game against the Chicago Bears. Great time to get your first road win. My 9th takeaway is Cliff Kingsbury's just terrific game plan. I mean, you can give him credit in terms of the creative run designs. You could talk about the creative pass designs as well. How about going for it? I mean, a lot of people we're talking to were very much questioning the decision on the goal line there to go for a pass on third down right before the half. And you know what happens? We miss it. Fourth down, roughing the passer. And a lot of people, after they see their offense struggle right that, would say, all right, we'll just go in a half, right? Because Harbaugh was basically begging you to just go to the break there at that point, 10-7. And yet they stayed aggressive and took that deep shot down the field because it was like Cliff knew, I gotta use this opportunity right here to get my quarterback going, to get him some momentum, to stretch the field back up this Chargers defense, and that's exactly what happened. Cliff had a terrific game plan, and takeaway number 10 with Jaden Daniels back, right? With JD5 playing like this, once again, it feels like thing is possible. Because, you know, we said all of last week how, yeah, we're starting to notice that without Jaden Daniels, a lot of the issues from last year that he had masked are popping their head up again. And becoming problems in the secondary, right? The inability to convert third downs. Last week, Marcus Mariota was 1 of 8. And yet, with Jaden Daniels back, all of a sudden, the secondary is making plays. All of a sudden, Washington's able to run the ball with whoever's there at back and Jaden. They're able to air it out downfield. You get the explosive plays back. You get his legs converting on third downs, which is just an extra element a defense has to worry about and focus in on once again. With Jaden Daniels back in the lineup and playing once again like the NFL's rookie of the year, I do think anything is possible again. All of a sudden, we look like a playoff football team once again. All of a sudden, we look like a contender in the NFC again. Even a contender in this division with the Eagles losing their first game of the season, and they've got issues all over the offensive side of the ball with Jalen Hurts not really connecting with his receivers. And then, oh yeah, he does connect, and they forget all about Saquon Barkley, end up blowing that game to the Denver Broncos. With Jaden Daniels playing like this, once again, we can dream that anything is possible here. And I even said this last week, like, Jaden Daniels was throwing it to nobodies last year. And so this year he's throwing it to Chris Moore, Tane Martin, Luke McCaffrey once again, and Deebo Samuel is replacing the element that was Terry McLaurin from last year. So as much as, you know, it was doom and gloom last week, and, oh, I don't know when we're going to get Terry back, and we don't have enough weapons, and defensively people are going up and down the field on us, with your focal point back, with your franchise quarterback and your leader there, once again, it just makes this entire team better. And Coach Dan Quinn deserves credit for having them ready for this game, for making halftime adjustments to go in and blank the Chargers in the second half. I thought Quinn outdueled Harbaugh for sure in this coaching matchup. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Live and local here on a Victory Monday, October 6th. Washington will return home for a Monday night football game. Monday night football taking on the Chicago Bears. Big game, as last year that was the Hail Jaden, the miracle on Jaden Street. The Hail Noah Brown, who catches it at the buzzer to get the Commanders the win. So we'll get a full week to kind of celebrate here on The Fan, that win over the Chargers. And then we'll be live next Monday from Capitol Hill House in Innsbruck on a Commanders game day. And then we'll be back there on Tuesday as well. Hopefully that is a Victory Tuesday. But today's a Victory Monday, and Commanders fans, we want to hear from you. 833-804-0910. What were the plays of the game in your mind? I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. And I'll tell you, this game changed completely when Quentin Johnson fumbled the ball. That changed everything. It changed everything in that game for Washington, and they got going on offense right after that. How about Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, and his two touchdown runs? Daniels, you know, to Debo, setting up a field goal there was clutch. I mean, just big play after big play. But I do think we need to highlight Luke McCaffrey's one catch for 50 yards. Let's take a listen to the call as heard here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
Jaden's back on the field. Empty backfield, first and 10. Here's the snap. Second chance. Can they take advantage of it? A lot of time. Shot down the center of the field. Looking for Luke McCaffrey. He makes the catch at the Chargers 34.
This is an amazing catch by Luke McCaffrey on the post route. And the trust by Jaden Daniels to take the shot downfield.
Yeah, taking that shot downfield after what could have been just a disastrous three plays for Washington, as they really forced it with the ball inside their own five. I mean, I was deathly afraid of a holding penalty in the end zone that would have been a safety, giving the Chargers two more points. And the game changed there as Tress Way took a licking, took a hit for the team, though. That penalty absolutely saved Washington in this game from down 17-7 to 10-7 with the ball back, and they would make the most of that opportunity and go on to tie the game at the half. And I had so much confidence in the second half. I don't know about you guys, Stubb and Jeremy, but like,
yeah,
as bad as we played the first quarter, to have it tied at the half and Jaden Daniels back, like, I wasn't really sweating in the second half there. I thought that it was going to be a closer game because I thought they would continue to carve up our defense and we wouldn't have that, you know, pick by Mikey Samuels still. But, like, with Jaden back, as bad as we played at half, I knew they would come out swinging in the second half.
I think you're right. It was that 50-yard completion that it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. It felt like a warm bath. Like, this is what it felt like last year. Right. We went through 4 weeks. It didn't really feel like this. You know, we dominated the Raiders. That was with Mariota. Week one, Jaden wasn't doing anything super crazy. It was an easy Giants game. This is what I remember.
Yeah. I like that stub. That's a stub original. It felt like a warm bath. To me, it was almost like you're out there in the mud and you're like rolling around in the woods and you get up and you just like shake it all off. I mean, Jaden Daniels shook off all the rust. It was almost like that in Cars. Remember that old car in Cars? And all of a sudden it gets a new paint job and it's shiny again. Like that play, it was a...
Yeah.
I mean, just a breath of fresh air. We needed that for sure. I want to take a listen to Dan Quinn in the locker room after the game. He always gets me fired up. Here is Dan Quinn's post-game speech following a big come-from-behind win for Washington.
Hey, at the start of the week, we said one thing, man. That was our one goal we had to get. The competing, the dog-ass competing together, man. An absolute fun and joy of that. We lived that like a for the second half. That's it, man. That's commander ball, competing, battling, finding ways, man. It was cool, man. So we got some tough in here, right? That's how we get down every time. That's how we get down every time. So speed and violence still works. All right?
Speed and violence still works. I thought that's exactly what our defense did in the 27-10 win. They even said on the broadcast that you could hear Dan Quinn yelling at his players at the break. Just inspiring the guys. I mean, remember where we were just a few years ago? Stub, we did a whole show about how Ron Rivera had nothing to say at halftime, right?
We like, did, yeah.
He had no halftime speech. This is what a good coach does. He brings an extra element. And, you know, Dan Quinn hired Cliff Kingsbury for a reason. And this was almost a coming out party again for Cliff. I'm sure that by the end of the week, people are going to be talking around the league about, oh, yeah, you know, if there's a coach fired, you got to put Cliff at the top of the list. I mean, just a terrific play calling there. Just like every sequence that he had, he was setting things up for later on in the game. It was just terrific. It was very smart. And then that fourth quarter pass to Deebo Samuel. I have watched that highlight now about 6 or 7 times. It is Jaden Daniels at his best. It is Jaden Daniels doing Jaden Daniels things. He just is kind of backpedaling nonchalantly. He knows his receiver's going to be open. He knows he's going to be able to drop it into a bucket. I can't believe they went for it on fourth down. I guess that's the analytics guys talking to Dan Quinn. But it worked out, and Washington got the win 27-20. Is there any big plays that I'm forgetting about, Stubb, that you thought were game-changing moments?
Real quick, I got to say, man, that Deebo final touchdown looked exactly like that Terry Cincinnati one. It looked the exact same to me with Deebo in there. And
yeah.
I cannot imagine how fun this team's going to be when we have Terry back.
Oh, I know. And John Keim came on the Junkies today and said he wouldn't be shocked if Terry McLaurin returned. We talked about this when he got hurt, right? That there's a reason they didn't put him on IR. Already missed the Falcons game. Already missed the Chargers game. Well, if he was going to miss the Bears game too, then I think you would really consider putting him on IR. You get an extra day of rest because it's Monday Night Football. We kind of got a little bit of a vision of what this offense can look like when they peak, when they get to their best. And hopefully they don't do that until December and January of this year. But, I said this before, Stubb. That was the best our offense has looked since that Detroit game last year.
I think I texted my friend that, too. I was like, this is the best our whole team has looked since that Detroit game.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we were back, right? And a lot of that has to do with just Jaden Daniels stepping back onto the field. I thought this interesting audio from Dan Quinn was played on the Junkies, and I wanted to play it and react to it right now here on AWOD Radio.
I thought it was good for us, and a shout out to Josh to bring, you know, allow us to bring the team out early, Chick, for us to come out, have a practice out here on Friday. You don't know when you need it, but we needed our space together. And so we came out, we practiced Thursday in Ashburn. We flew out in the afternoon, got here late, had a practice at the Coliseum with just us, and that was important for us. I thought the guys played with speed, played with execution. That was the best Friday practice of the year so far. Thought that carried into the weekend of how we wanted to play. So for us to get down 10-0, I said, damn. You know, here we are, we hit all the spaces. But it didn't feel in the same spot, even though we were down. I thought we'd come back, and we just need to make our plays to go do that.
They needed more time together. That was head coach Dan Quinn. Really good Friday practice, maybe the best of the year, and that is, once again, a commitment from the top, from ownership, to win, to arrive early, to make sure that there is no jet lag by the time you play on Sunday. I mean, there are so many other elements to this game. It wasn't just Jaden coming back, but it was his homecoming, right? And his mom's there with his friends and family, and, like, you know, that had to be emotional for him, and you probably felt like he was going to want to come out swinging, and you're down 10-0, backs against the wall. That's when the dogs show up. That's when the best players make plays, when you absolutely need it, and that's what they did in a great win. Just feels so good to be live and local here on a Victory Monday. We already gave out our game balls, and we revisit our keys to victory, but, I mean, Stubb, how cool is that, that we collected all the keys, and we needed one of them. I mean, we needed those 150 penalties. Yards on the ground. We needed to win the penalty battle. We needed to win the turnover battle, right? Jaden needed to take less sacks than Justin Herbert. It was like every little thing that I called for, I was like, all these things need to happen if they're going to go on the road and win against a really good football team. Like, that's the other thing that I'm excited to look back from in a couple weeks from now. Are the Chargers still as good as everyone thinks they are? Because I think they're going to be. I really do.
Yeah, if they get, like, Joe Alt back and the offense is humming again, I expect them to be as well.
And Omarion Hampton getting hurt in that game did, I think, help Washington a lot. Because the other guy was just not as scary.
It was pretty far late. Like, I don't think it would have swung it if Hampton stayed in. But he's kind of been a lot of their offense the last.
Here's what I'll say. If Hampton was in, I'm not sure they're throwing it on the goal line as much as they did. And I'm not sure Mikey Samuels still gets the interception. Because Hampton was able to pound the rock. And they were kind of winning at the line of scrimmage with him at times earlier in this game. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.